Okay.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Isn't it a beautiful day? Praise God. Just gorgeous this morning. And what a wonderful drive coming to church today. We do welcome you in the name of the Lord. It is Pentecost. Thank you for those who remember to wear red. It is a wonderful day in the church, in the life of the church. And we praise God for an opportunity to gather together. We just want to share any announcements that we need to make. There are gifts and baskets back here for the graduates. We're going to do that next Sunday. So if you haven't done that yet, please do so. Write even a little note, stick in the bag there. It will be encouragement to them. So I think we have four or five that have graduated this year, so we want to congratulate them. So next week will be Graduate Sunday. Any other announcements? We're still collecting for Bible school, and all of that there, information there is on the back. All right. Anything else? Well, we welcome you again in the name of the Lord, and let us begin with this prelude. Brother Jared. Worship comes from Psalms 104 today. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. We want to invite you to join us in standing and singing number 428, number 428, and that is In the Garden.
Thank you.
Father God, it is good to come into your house this day. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you give us to be a part of what you're doing in the world today. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We invite your presence here this day. Illuminate the scriptures, be our teacher and our guide. And I pray you would comfort hearts and that you would teach us anew from your word. And so have your way in this hour, we pray. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
You may be seated. We're blessed to have Brother Brad here who's going to come and share with us a special number here on Pentecost.
I was kind of sad when I hear the passing of Larry, but we know where he is. Praise the Lord. I hope one day that we all make it home. But you never know how much a friend is worth to you until they're gone. But we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus. I kind of like this in the book of Psalms. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You, O Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You, O Lord, are my strength, my shield. To you, O Lord, may my spirit yield. You, O Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You, O Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You, O Lord, are my strength, my shield. To you, O Lord, may my spirit yield. You, O Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. And he says, come to the water, and sit by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I saw every teardrop that in darkness you cried. But I'm here to remind you that for those tears I died. And he says, come to the water and sit by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I saw every teardrop that in darkness you cry. But I'm here to remind you that for those tears I died. And the Bible says Jesus is the bread of life. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from the troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from the troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. And the Bible says, let brotherly love continue. You're my brother, you're my sister. Won't you take me by the hand? Together we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we're walking side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand. You're my brother, you're my sister. Won't you take me by the hand? Together we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we're walking side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand. And the last one I really like. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us together, never apart. And once you learn to speak it, for all the world to hear, love in any language, fluently spoken here. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us together, never apart. And once you learn to speak it, for all the world to hear, love in any language, fluently spoken here. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. We want to take time to express our joys and concerns with one another and to pray together. And so, what is on your heart today? We want to continue to lift Judy up as she recovers from knee surgery. Yes. Okay?
Did you? That's who I was going to say. Judy needs prayer for some of the things, health concerns that she's dealing with right now. It would be wonderful. Keep Michelle in your prayers as she continues the long road alone. And I think Darlene has some.
Yeah, I want to continue, Debbie, as she's going through testing. And Ricky and Jenny, as Jenny is facing cancer with the lungs. And my brother Alan got news yesterday that they're going to have to take his toe from his sugar diabetes and infection in it. So he needs our prayers. Mm-hmm. Monday or Tuesday, I think they're doing that.
Prayers for Alan? Yes. In the back, Dan?
I want to put my mom on the prayer list. She goes tomorrow to have a new bone biopsy done to find out how her cancer's progressing. Also, Joy, sounds like my brother is starting to make a turn with the therapy and the shots and stuff. And then our military.
Thank you. Yes. Linda?
And Bob, you need him for it.
Yes.
I think we need to keep Nancy Andrews. I understand she's having some problems with breathing, I guess it is, because of
allergy season.
And Ralph here, and of course Jerry, I'm thankful to have him back, and anyone else that's in here, your brother.
We need to keep Nelson and Wilton too. Having issues.
Yeah.
And Tina.
Did you have one?
Yeah, I want to keep the Stahl family and lift it up in prayer, and also some unspoken request.
Yeah. Thank you.
We need to pray for our country and our leadership.
Amen.
Not only in this country, but other countries.
Yes.
Yeah, Israel is the situation of the
day. Yes.
Thank you.
Continue to provide comfort for Michelle and the family with the mourning of Larry and the beautiful service that was provided in his behalf and for the family. So may he continue to strengthen them in this time.
Thank you, Bob. Any others?
I'm going to keep Steve in the prayer list too. He's going through a lot of health issues with a lot of tests and stuff, so prayers for him too.
Okay. I'm sure there's others. Won't we bring them before the Lord, and you're invited to kneel or to remain seated, and let us say the Lord's Prayer together then at the end. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, that you hear us. As your children, you've allowed us the privilege to come boldly into your throne of grace at any moment. And thank you, Lord, for those things that you've put on our hearts. You already know them, but God, we need to share them with one another and lift them up before your throne of grace. And so, Lord, we pray for these that have been mentioned by name, for those that need the healing and recovery, for Judy, Lord, and for Nancy and Debbie and Alan, Ralph, Nelson, Wilton, the Stahl family, for Steve, for those that are experiencing difficulties, Lord, right now, we just pray that you would help them be with Bob and Danny's mom and brother, and we pray, Father, that you would move mightily in each of these situations. And those that are on our list and not mentioned, we pray for Jen. We just ask, Lord, for good outcomes, for treatments and procedures. Give wisdom to the doctors and help them in the prescriptions that they prescribe, that they would be beneficial and affect change and bring about healing in the body. Lord, we know tremendous needs that we need for those that are going through difficulties with losing loved ones. Many lives have been lost this year, and Lord, we just ask for a hand of comfort to be upon them, especially be with Michelle and the Cook family in this recent loss from Brother Larry. We pray, Father, for those in our military, especially for Caleb and Elijah. Keep a hedge of protection around them, Lord, and help them as they serve. Pray that you would allow them to do well, to be promoted, and we pray, Lord, that you would just make them shine in the situation that you have them. And we pray for our leaders, Lord, here in this country. We ask for that you would surround them with good counselors, Lord. Pray that you would put your people in their path. And we pray not just for our country, but for others. We pray for Israel, Lord. Pray that you would bring about ceasefires and that they would hold, and that you would heal, mend the brokenness that is there for generations, Lord. We pray for countries that are struggling with the COVID-19. And Lord, just pray that you would continue to move mightily in our world today. We ask, Father, that you would bless those that are serving at home and abroad in the mission field, in our churches. And so we pray for pastors and for church leaders here and abroad. Especially you want to lift up Runner in Beijing, China, Lord. The government is keeping an eye on him and watching him, Lord. I pray that his young church would grow, that you would help them to stay under the radar, and that you would allow them to continue to reach out in the name of Christ there. We thank the Lord of the missionaries in, here in this country and all around. For those who are reaching out to our youth, Lord, thank you for Youth for Christ, and thank you, Lord, for Young Life, and for others, Lord, that are doing tremendous work at Camp Joyelle, at our summer camps this summer. Lord, we pray you would make the necessary preparations, bring about the counselors, Lord, and all that's needed in order for summer camp to go well, and we pray that many would come to know the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, move in our county, our elected officials. Help them, Lord, to make wise decisions as we continue through the end of this pandemic. And we just ask, Lord, you would help us, Lord. Help us to do your will in these days that you've called us to be your people and your church. And so may the name of Christ go forth in power. Holy Spirit, have your way in each of our lives. And we ask all of these things as we pray together in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our second hymn today is number 458. Number 458. And it is This My Father's World. And so I invite you to stand with me and share together in song number 458. Scripture for today comes from the Gospel of John, the end of the 15th chapter and the beginning of the 16th chapter. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. You also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to the Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me. For he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. And God add his blessing to the reading of his word. There is a little tune that I'm sure you know, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. And so why don't we sing that as our prayer.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Happy Wisit Day. Wisit, W-H-I-T-S-U-N-D-A-Y, Wisit. It's a term used for Pentecost in Britain and Northern Ireland and some parts of the world, especially among the Catholic and Anglicans and some Methodist churches for today, Pentecost. This is the 50th day after Easter, and we commemorate the descent of the Holy Spirit on the disciples of Christ. You know, in some churches there are night visuals that are held and baptisms that occur on this day, and it's very much like an Easter celebration. In most churches, the brethren, however, we usually don't focus too much on the Holy Spirit, and so if the Holy Spirit gets any press today, when we often talk about what happened in Acts. And so usually there is something said about the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. Red is the traditional liturgical color for Pentecost, and we remember the tongues of flames of fire that came down and landed on the disciples to fill them in order to be able to do the mission that Jesus wanted them to do, to spread the good news throughout the world. And so when you think of Holy Spirit, when you think of Pentecost, what comes to your mind? What images and thoughts do you think about? Do you know who the Holy Ghost is? And what the Spirit does. How do you rely on God's Spirit from day to day to accomplish your role in the body of Christ? Charles Stanley says, even as Christians, it's possible for us to be unaware of one of God's most awesome blessings. Although we may know we've been saved, we might not realize the Holy Spirit came to live within us at that moment. And even if we've heard this truth, we may not understand who the Spirit is, or why his indwelling presence is significant. The scripture tells us everything we need to know about this amazing gift of the Holy Spirit sent to us from our Heavenly Father to enable us to become and to do what he desires. And so Jesus tells us about this amazing helper that has come and he sent. He promised to send a helper, and he did on the 50th day, following his resurrection and his ascension. And we read these words in the scriptures. In Luke 24:49, says that he will send the Holy Spirit. They were supposed to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until they were endued with power on high. And then in Acts 1:8, we see Jesus saying, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So the Holy Spirit is to testify of Jesus. He will often lift up Jesus higher. It is not his nature to lift himself up, but he convicts the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, and he is to guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit will not speak on his own authority, but he will tell us what he hears from the Father and from the Son, and he will tell us of things to come. Holy Spirit lifts up Christ and expounds the Word of God, helps us to understand the Scriptures. He is the Spirit of truth. And notice this is complete opposite and direct opposite of Satan, who is the father of lies. Satan will often use lies and deception and deceit in order to fool people. But Satan is the father of lies, as Jesus has told us. And so the Spirit is the opposite of that, the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is a person. Sometimes people will refer to it as it. we shouldn't do that. It's not a power or a force or a ghost. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. And so the Holy Spirit has a personality, has a will, has emotions, and will continue to be a very personal force, not an impersonal kind of thing. There are several names that are referred to in the Holy Spirit in the Scriptures, and John shares with us some of these in his Gospel. The titles that he refers here to in these verses, Helper and the Spirit of Truth. He is our Comforter, and he is the Spirit of Remembrance. Also in Scripture, we see that the Spirit of Christ is mentioned, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Promise, the Spirit of Wisdom and Knowledge, and our advocate. We're going to definitely need him later. The Holy Spirit was there from the beginning. When God created the world, And when God created people, he said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And so the plural pronouns there that are used there, us, our, refers to this, the Trinity, refers to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so, as David Jeremiah was sharing, we have a body, a soul, and a spirit, and this very clearly is indicated in the Scripture. And so that's how we're created in his image. We are a three-part being. We are a triune being, much like he is, with a body, a soul, and a spirit. And so the Holy Spirit communicates with our spirit, the things of God, and indwells us and bears witness that we are the children of God. Now, in Old Testament times, God's Spirit often would come upon someone. It might be a prophet or someone to do a particular task or job. And so the Spirit would come upon them and give them strength and give them words in order to speak. And so this was how oftentimes God communicated to his people and achieve his purposes. But the Holy Spirit could also leave. And you remember Samson, when they cut his hair, Holy Spirit's strength left from him. And then as he was chained and his hair began to grow back, at that last moment, the Holy Spirit came upon him and he was able to destroy his enemies. And so the Holy Spirit was not guaranteed in those days and came and went. But in New Testament times, the Spirit stays. The Spirit is our guarantee and is our seal. And so Jesus said, excuse me, that when he was getting ready to go away, his disciples were upset and he didn't want to leave them physically absent, kind of wandering like orphans. And so he promised to send them the helper. He would give them a special helper in order to be with them. And so in Acts 2, we read the event that we call Pentecost. This is the traditional scripture that is read for today. And it talks about how the Holy Spirit came upon them. And it was in such a powerful way that it was like, you know, it's hard to put spiritual things into physical terms, but the way they described it was that it was like tongues of flames of fire that landed on each of them. And the amazing thing that took place was that they were able to speak in various languages. We often call that speaking in tongues, but they were actual languages that other people in Jerusalem understood. I mean, remember that the Jerusalem was crowded for the festival. It was Shavuot. And Shavuot was the time when they would celebrate the giving of the law. And so it's very appropriate and very significant that God gives us the Spirit descends on the very same day that they're celebrating the giving of the law. And so God gives them this a message, and they're able to understand the good news, the message of Jesus Christ. The word that was spread about Jesus of Nazareth, risen and ascended, they heard that in many of those from various places from all around the known world at that time. They were able to hear that in their own tongue, in their own language. And what a blessing that was to them. And so many people became to know the Lord that day. In latter times, the Spirit indwells us. And that's what is happening these days, that the Holy Spirit comes and dwells with us at the time of salvation and seals us. Our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so this is God's authority, God's authenticity that we are his children. We are saved by grace, and our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life for eternity. And so this seal, the Holy Spirit seal on us, cannot be broken by anything or anyone, so that it guarantees our eternal security. I want you to think about the Holy Spirit as a helper. How many times do we rely on someone to help us? Oftentimes, we're like, no, thank you, I can do it myself. No, I don't need any help, you know. We're very proud in that way. We don't want to accept any help unless we absolutely have to have it. And so it really kind of hurts our pride to ask for help. But the scriptures indicate here that he is our helper. And so we need to ask him. If you get up in the morning, you ought to say, Holy Spirit, help me through this day. Thank you for this beautiful day. Bring the people in my life that you need me to talk to or whatever. But help me this day, Lord. And so the Spirit's job is to help. We're told in the scriptures that he is to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And so we know that we live in a fallen world. because of Adam and Eve's sin in the garden, we are separated from God, from the heavenly Holy Father. And it is then we accept Christ as the Lord and Savior of our lives that we're able then to be rejoined and have a relationship with God. And so the Holy Spirit's job is to testify about Jesus. How many of you just felt warm inside as David Jeremiah was preaching this morning? I mean, that's the evidence of the Holy Spirit, the teaching, giving us truth, and you just know in your spirit that that is true, and you can relate to that. And so he reveals the scriptures to us, he reveals who Jesus is, and he reveals how much we need him and how much we should depend upon him. It says that he's our guide. He guides us into all truth. And remember Pilate, he asked Jesus there before he was crucified, what is truth? Well, we find truth in the scriptures. This is, God's word is true. And so we should always compare whatever it is that we're seeking or looking for, questions that we need to have answered, we should always compare them with God's word. Well, the Holy Spirit indwells us, as I've said before, and he lives with us from the moment of salvation to the time of death. He gives us our steps. He helps us to direct us in the Father's plan for our lives, and he directs our lives for good. And so many times, I don't know about you, but I can pinpoint moments that I know that the Holy Spirit moved in my life. Just like that last testimony that David Jeremiah shared this morning about the guy when he hit the radio, suddenly the station moved to hearing David Jeremiah explain about salvation. That was the Holy Spirit. You know, it's God's will not any be lost. And here this guy was about ready to take his life. And this was one last effort of the Spirit of God to move in this man's life that he might hear the truth. And at that moment of his deepest need, he accepted Christ. So he is there to direct our lives. He assures us that we are saved and that we testify with our spirits that we are the children of God. And, you know, God sometimes will chastise us as believers if we sin. But the Spirit is there to help us so that we might ask for forgiveness and come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. You know, the Spirit helps us overcome temptation. We're always going to be bombarded by the darts of the enemy. And so it's very important that we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to resist temptation and to walk in the Spirit so that we don't carry out the desires of the flesh. It is the Spirit that gives us peace and joy and fills us. And he gives us and equips us with spiritual gifts. There is within the life of the body those main motivational gifts that each of us can have and are to use for the edification and lifting up of the body. And so he empowers us to do God's will in this world. And one of the main jobs is evangelism. And so remember, the disciples were asked to stay in Jerusalem and wait. Wait until the power from on high comes upon them. Now, these are the men that just spent 3 years with Jesus. If anyone knows anything about Christ, it should be them, right? But they're told to wait. Wait until the power from the high comes so that they can carry out the work and the mission of Christ. And so the Holy Spirit's other job is to help us to pray. There are times when you think, you just don't know how to put it into words, right? And sometimes I'll just say, oh, God, help. God, would you help? You know the situation better than I do. And what the little bit I know, Lord, we just make it such a terrible mess. And so, God, would you help? Would you move? And sometimes we don't know what to say, but the Spirit intercedes for us what to pray with groanings of words that are too deep for us to put into a language. The Holy Spirit comforts us when we're sad. It is the power of regeneration. It was the Holy Spirit's power that brought Christ back from the grave to life again. And so our Holy Spirit is our teacher. He is reminds us of God's word. He'll bring back to memory maybe a scripture that we've meditated on and memorized years ago, and maybe something will happen, and we're going about our business, and all of a sudden we'll remember that. And that's the Holy Spirit bringing that back to our memory. And so the Holy Spirit is the author of Scripture, and He interprets the Scriptures for us, and He binds us together in fellowship. These are some of the many ways that the Holy Spirit is our helper. And so how would it be that we'd say, no, thank you, Holy Spirit, I don't need your help. We do. We need the Holy Spirit's help in so many ways. To bear fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And so we need those so desperately in order to live out the Christian life. Now, sometimes people will offend the Holy Spirit. We should do all that we can not to do that. For an unbelieving person, it is resisting, it is insulting, it is blaspheming the name of God. These are things that an unbeliever will often do that will be an offense to the Holy Spirit. For the believer, it is grieving, lying to, and quenching the Spirit. And so these are things we absolutely want to try to avoid, not to quench the Spirit. Let the Spirit move, not to lie, not to grieve the Spirit with something that we've done wrong. And so we want to be open to the Spirit as much as possible. We want to be sensitive to the promptings of the Spirit. Oftentimes it's that little voice that's saying, do this, go here, don't do this. And so those are the things that we want to be sensitive to, and we want to surrender to the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a helper. Thank God we have a helper. And He's someone that lives within, and someone who shares the truth with us and helps us to love and to live life to its fullest. So, do you understand who the Holy Spirit is? Do you know what He can do? Are you trying to live the Christian life in your own power, in your own strength? Have you given control to the Holy Spirit? Say, not my will, but your will, Lord. Your will be done. Have you asked the Holy Spirit that they might use those gifts that they've given you, that the fruit might bear? And those fruits we can see, and they are tests of whether or not we're walking in the Spirit. The test of the Holy Spirit is that if we've made Jesus Christ our Lord and Master of our lives, then we are led by the Spirit. If our conduct harmonizes with the life and the teachings of Jesus, then we're led of the Spirit. And if the fruit of our lives harmonizes with the fruit of the Spirit, we are led by the Spirit. Jesus said, you will know them, and you will know them by their fruit. And so we can look at a person's life and see, what is the fruit of their life? What is the fruit of what they're saying? What is the fruit of what they're doing? We can know whether that person is walking in the Spirit. Spirit begins working on us at the moment of salvation and continues to work on us throughout our lifetimes to grow us up, to mature us in Christ, and to bring us to full sanctification. Dr. Stanley says this. He says his job, referring to the Holy Spirit, his job is to enable us to do everything God desires and transform us into the people He wants us to be. Since we now have a constant helper reminding us of who we are in Christ and equipping us for each day's challenges, we never have to struggle through life on our own strength. This doesn't mean that we'll never have difficulties, conflicts, or misunderstandings, but through them all, He guards our way and gives us His wisdom. And when we sin, He immediately convicts us so we can confess and receive forgiveness. The Holy Spirit is our source of power and of strength for daily life. And it is this power that is God's divine ability and authority that is released in the believer's life for the purpose of godly living and fruitful service. And so when we walk in the Spirit, we're relying on the strength of God to accomplish God's will. As a result, we experience the benefits. You know, we may get tired, but we won't burn out. We may get discouraged by obstacles and problems and things, but we can accomplish what God's called us to do. And if we trust God, rather than relying on our own circumstances and trying to get all of our ducks in a row, trying to do it ourselves, God's ways can be accomplished. We may experience some distress, but we won't become desperate. We have a helper, the Holy Spirit, that lives within and helps us. And so when we do God's work in God's strength, in God's way, in His wisdom, we are blessed no matter what's going on around us. We walk in the Spirit, and doesn't always like make life easy, but we never have to walk alone because we have a helper who is always with us. You know, many believers go through their entire Christian life and never understand the necessity and the work of the Holy Spirit. And so what better day than today, Pentecost, that we lift up the Spirit, lift up what He is doing in our lives. And so it's my prayer that on this Pentecost that you will know and that you will have Him in your life, and that your spirit will be led by His Spirit, and that you will be able to receive the help that He is willing to give. Charles Stanley says, apart from the Holy Spirit, you and I simply cannot live the godly life. We cannot live the godly life without the Helper. And Jesus sent Him, our Comforter, our God, the Spirit of Truth. And so, Holy Spirit, be our Helper. Holy Spirit, be the Spirit of Truth in our lives. And so may the Spirit of God have His way in your life, in our congregation, in the life of your family. May His will be done. And so, happy Woodson Day. Happy Pentecost. May God bless you. Would you pray with me, please? God, the great three in one, we praise You for this special day. What a beautiful day You've given to us to gather together in Your name here in this place. It's been dedicated for the purpose of worship and praise and service. Lord, thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We pray You would have Your way in and through us. Help us to do Your will. And so I pray in the name of Jesus that You would bind all other spirits that are operating in us or through this congregation that are not of You. You would cast them off and cast them out in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to live each moment in the dependency of Your Holy Spirit, sensitive to Your voice, obedient to You, God. Guide us, lead us, speak to our hearts, and as the song goes, melt us, mold us, fill us, and use us. May others know that we are Christians by our love, by the truth of the fruit in our lives, by the Spirit of Christ in us. And so, Lord, move mightily in this congregation, move in our district and in our denomination. Move in our country, Lord, in these difficult days. And we pray this in Your name. Amen. We're going to close our service by singing number 387. May this be our song as well as our prayer. Thank you. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people said,
Amen.